KGNU, Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins, and all around the world at kgnu.org.
This program is brought to you by listener members of KGNU and Ecoscape Environmental Design. Ecoscape is a locally owned, certified, sustainable landscape company offering landscape design, build, and maintenance services to Boulder County. Ecoscape creates outdoor living spaces and dynamic xeriscape gardens. EcoscapeDesign.com. Ecoscape, caring for your land naturally.
Support comes from TruePace, a Medicaid and Medicare healthcare program for adults over 55. In Boulder and Southwest Weld counties, featuring in-home services, dental care, and bilingual staff. Info and more at pace.trucare.org. El apoyo proviene de TruePace, un programa de atención médica de Medicaid y Medicare para adultos mayores de 55 años en los condados de Boulder y sureste de Weld, que ofrece servicios en el hogar, atención dental y personal bilingüe. Información y más en pace.trucare.org.
Big welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host today for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on just a glorious day here on the Colorado Front Range. Clear blue skies, snow on the ground, melting away under 50 degree temps, and it's a beauty. Wherever you are, wherever you're listening, thanks for joining me. I've got a boatload of great music ahead in the program. Let's get right to it. We're going to start with something from the latest by Acid Arab on Terrasonic on KGNU.
خسارين القلوب ما عندي مندير القلب يبغي دقة وتومة وعلاش هكذا مكتوبة وتخاصروا فلية تبغيك وتبغيني والحب وكل شي وعلاش هكذا مكتوبة وتخاصروا فلية انت القلب يبغي دقة وتومة وعلاش هكذا مكتوبة وتخاصروا فلية تبغيك وتبغيني والحب وكل شي وعلاش هكذا مكتوبة وتخاصروا فلية القلب يبغي قلبه وتومه وعلاش هكذا مكتوبه وتخاصروا فلية تبغيك وتبغيني والحب وكل شي وعلاش هكذا مكتوبه وتخاصروا فلية انت القلب يبغي قلبه وتومه وعلاش هكذا مكتوبه وتخاصروا فلية تبغيك وتبغيني والحب وكل شي وعلاش هكذا مكتوبه وتخاصروا فلية
It's TerraSonic on listener-powered KGNU. My name's Joel Davis, guiding you on this weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. Thanks for joining me today, whether you're listening live on this gorgeous Saturday on the Colorado Front Range or time-shifting and tuning in from somewhere across the world. Welcome. Hope you are enjoying the music. We began with Acid Arab from their latest Jadid out on the Cram Discs label, Remitidor, the track featuring Sofiane Saidi. After that, Aisha Kandisha's Jarring Effects. That's a collaboration between producer Bill Laswell, who has done, quite a career of music and diversity in that career. In this case, and with Aisha Kandisha's Jarring Effects collaborating with some artists from Morocco for the Barbarity Records label and the track Amoui Amoui. And then Zahira Khalil from Remixes Volume 1, an EP out on the Kribo Records label out of Singapore. Don't know a whole lot about them, but yeah, that was Zahira Khalil and Al-Bashar, the Arab Dogol remix. And in the background right now, also from that part of the world, Equatorial, Southeast Asia, maybe you could call it, Komodo out of Jakarta. He is Gerhan Ferdinand, a Jakarta-based producer, DJ, and much more. And he has a little single out called The Edit Series Volume 1, and this is Wack Akosa in the background right now. If you'd like to get in touch today, you can reach me via phone, 303-442-4242. You can reach me via email anytime, terrasonic@gmail.com. This is TerraSonic on your community radio station, KGNU.
Cacho Mar, donde revientan la flor con genocidio y naval. La luna es una explosión que funde todo el clamor. El derecho de vivir en
Yes. pero me voy a tomar un traguito ahora. Y sé que lo que más espero, lo más que se enamora, lo más que se enamora. Que más espero, lo más que se enamora. 3, 7, 10, ya no me ves, pero si al vez digo tu nombre, saberás quién es. Soy el perro a tus pies que te muerde la costilla, y la estrella brilla en y la luna se sienta en su silla.
Listening to Terrasonic on KGNU. My name's Joel Davis, and we're about halfway through this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. That was Devendra Banhart and his track Quédate Luna, the Barrio Latino edit, and then an additional edit that I did on it because it's 8 minutes long, the original edit. But cut that down a little bit, squeeze it in to our little one-hour program here. And wanted to get that in because just love that track. And Devendra Banhart played the Boulder Theater this past Wednesday night, and it was a fantastic show. And in the middle of it, he sort of shooed the rest of his band off stage and just took requests from the audience. And Quédate Luna was one of the songs that was most requested, I would have to say. And he did a beautiful version of that. Just an incredible voice and a great performer, Devendra Banhart. Before that, from Brazil, Arthur Melo. His new one is called Metanoia. He put it out himself through Bandcamp. And just like last year's record, Nender Vuju, it's one of the year's best. And we heard, a great track from there, Arthur Melo. And before that, the late, great Victor Jara, Chilean, heroic Chilean musician. And we heard the Lascivio Bohemia remix of El Derecho de Vivir en Paz, which I believe translates to the right to live in peace. Here's to that. In the background right now, from the Analog Africa collection, Mogadisco, Dancing Mogadishu, Somalia, 1972 to 1991. This is Iftin Band and Sir Makabe, No Secrets. And I have no secrets to keep from you. If you'd like to get in touch, you can ask me anything. 303-442-4242. Email terrasonic@gmail.com. If you donated during KGNU's fall fun drive and have yet to pay your donation and or pick up your thank you gift, our Boulder studio office is open until 3 o'clock today. Evan's here waiting to assist you to get you that thank you gift and whatever else you need. Stop by, say hello. We're at 4700 Walnut Street in Boulder until 3 o'clock today. Let's get back to the music. Still a lot to come in this episode of TerraSonic, coming your way on Listener Powered KGNU.
વિશ્વ બધામાં હાથ મારી જાગે છે જયકાર જુના તે જુગણી જાગતી જોગણી
Thank you.
You're listening to Terra Sonic on KGNU, rounding into the final turn on this week's episode. That was Elijah Minnelli, the A-side to the single Bebe Durmiendo Cumbia. And that comes from Breadmister County's Council Music Initiative from, I guess, Breadminster County, somewhere in the UK. Grab that on Bandcamp. Some interesting sounds there from Elijah Minnelli, and a fun name to say as well. Bandish Project before that, Dakla 4 featuring Aishwarya Yoshi. That's a recent release from them. And from Charlotte Adigri's Zandoli EP, we heard Cursed and Cussed. In the background right now, Romolo Grano and Gianni Odi from the soundtrack Le Montagne della Luce and the song Nairobi. This comes from Four Flies Records out of Italy and is the soundtrack to a film that came out in the 70s in Italy. Still a little bit of time left to go on the show and a little bit of music to cram into it. 303-442-4242 to reach me, or terrasonic@gmail.com. Reminder that KGNU's Boulder office is open until 3 o'clock today if you want to come by and pick up your thank you gift. Thanks to everyone who contributed during our fall fun drive. Couldn't do this without you. And let's just get back to the music. We'll come back to say goodbye and then make way for Reggae Bloodlines with the Donovan this afternoon right here on your community radio station, KGNU.
shako kaye oyai como trishito e kaboyai obe shako kaye oyai como trishito e kaboyai obe shako kaye oyai como trishito e kaboyai obe shako kaye oyai como trishito e kaboyai
Minutes before the top of the hour here at Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music, coming in for a landing. That was London's Koichi Sakai featuring the Ghanaian percussionist Afla Saki from the Wono EP out on Olindo Records, and that was the Poch remix, or Pox, P-O-C-Z, that's a tough one. He's from Venezuela. His real name's Carlos Mayoral, the remixer. Great track there from Koichi Sakai, Wono. And then from Afriqua's album, Colored. Afriqua is Berlin-based producer Adam Longman Parker. He's originally from Virginia, actually, but resides in Berlin now. And the album, Colored, is a celebration of the unifying power of Black culture through the prism of electronic music. A lot of great and diverse sounds on this record from Afriqua. And the track we heard from is called Noir. And segueing in the background right now to DJ Kobayashi's edit of Ibrahim Maluf's version of Hashish. And that's going to take us to the end of this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music known as Terrasonic. You'll find a playlist for today's show. You can subscribe to his podcast of it. You can check out the archive, all of that at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. AfterFM is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel with all sorts of incredible music offerings for you there. I hope you'll check it out sometime, afterfm.com. You'll also find an archive of Terrasonic at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic, and you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Terrasonic Radio. Always great to hear from you at terrasonic@gmail.com as well. Coming up at the top of the hour, it's headlines from the BBC, followed by Reggae Bloodlines, 3 hours of the best in reggae music with the Donovan in the house in full effect for you this afternoon. Taking you up until 4 o'clock, Mutiu bringing you 2 hours of the best in African music on African Roots. And at 6 o'clock, an hour of news from the BBC before we head into our Saturday evening music programming with Sound Lab, Deanna Morton, your host for that one. Again, my name is Joel Davis. This has been Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU. Thanks for listening. We'll see you back here next Saturday, noon to 1. Have a great weekend.
Hello, I'm Julie Candler with BBC News. A bomb has ripped through a town in northern Syria occupied by Turkish forces, killing at least 13 people. The Turkish Defence Ministry has blamed the Kurdish YPG militia group for the attack in Tal Abyad. Alan Johnston reports.
Images from the scene of the blast show debris strewn across a street, two fires burning and smoke filling the air. The Turkish Defence Ministry in Ankara has accused the Kurdish YPG militia group of being behind the blast. The YPG hasn't yet commented. The town of Tal Abyad lies in territory recently taken from Kurdish forces by the Turkish military when it launched a major cross-border incursion.
The Turkish Interior Minister has criticised the reluctance of European countries to repatriate nationals who've been taken prisoner while fighting for IS in Syria. Süleyman Soylu said Turkey would not hold those it had detained for much longer.
Concerning the foreign jihadists, we'll keep them under our control for some time to come. Then we'll send them back to their countries. We're not a hotel for IS fighters. This new policy where they say, we took his nationality away, now it's your problem, that's unacceptable to us. That's totally irresponsible. Let's be clear. What do you want us to do with your terrorist?
Tens of thousands of IS fighters and their family members were taken captive by the Western-backed Kurdish forces in northeastern Syria. The Turks are now holding British, Dutch and other nationals who've escaped from the Kurdish detention camps. The renowned Ethiopian long-distance runner Haile Gebrselassie has told the BBC he's concerned that fake news shared on Facebook helped fuel the recent outbreak of ethnic violence, which left 78 people dead. The clashes began after the owner of an influential media outlet said the authorities were endangering his life by taking away his bodyguards. Will Ross reports.
Haile Gebrselassie is worried that things could get a lot worse in Ethiopia, where ethnic tension has frequently led to violence. In a BBC interview, the revered double Olympic champion said he believed fake news on Facebook had played a major role in the latest clashes. The athlete, who's now a prominent businessman in Ethiopia, called on Facebook to help by taking down posts which were untrue and had the potential to incite ethnic or religious violence. Although it's impossible to know to what degree social media fueled last month's clashes, some widely shared Facebook posts were potentially dangerous, including one which falsely claimed that a policeman was arming young men.
The United Nations Special Representative in Mali has condemned Friday's attack on a military base near the border with Niger, which the army says left 49 soldiers dead. World news from the BBC. South African rugby fans are saying that by winning the World Cup, the national team has done more to unite the country than any political party. Victory over England in the final in Japan was led by the first black Springbok captain and achieved through tries from black wingers. The governing ANC party said that sport was one of the biggest catalysts of social cohesion. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has warned Asian countries that they need to quit what he called their addiction to coal, as climate change threatens cities vulnerable to rising sea levels. Mr. Guterres said that the use of coal, which is a major source of power fueling Southeast Asia's rapid economic growth, needed to be cut and new energy policies developed.
Countries that are one of the most vulnerable areas to climate change need to give an example. Need to be in the front line of carbon pricing, of stopping subsidies to fossil fuels.